Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That, as we call it on the show, means it's Finn Johansson o'clock. Finn, kia ora to you.
Emil.
It's lovely to hear your dulcet tones. How are things? How's the tour going? Tell us about the last week.
Oh, thanks for asking. Tour's going great. We've got our final show at the Retreat in Melbourne tomorrow. I'm just parked up in Tassie. I've only got one kind of thing that happened that's worthy of note, and it's a mystery. I wonder if you can help me unravel it.
Sure.
Okay, so the Metro Hotel, Adelaide, I was playing the show right after I talked to you. I got in, and apparently this woman comes up. I didn't see it happen because I was eyes closed being feelingsy, but she comes in and she ducks past the $10 fee where Harriet, our good friend, was on the door, pretending to be on the phone like, oh, sorry, I can't talk. I can't pay. I'm on the phone. And then she goes, she successfully thwarts the very meager fee and stands in the middle of the crowd, films me for 30 seconds, and then walks out of there, never to be seen again.
Wow. Oh, that's creepy. Have you turned up on Instagram, on TikTok, on any wanted posters around Tasmania?
Nothing's happened. That's the weird thing. Jasmine was like, oh, bro, you got signed. And I was like, if this is what signing feels like, I don't know. Maybe this is a brave new world of being signed in the post-Spotify age. You get that. Maybe she had some sort of like power stance way about her that they thought, you know, this is a real higher up. But I don't know. If anybody knows what that is that happened, please tell me.
Maybe she's creating an AI musician called Jin Fohansen who's going to pop up and is your exact likeness in every...
Jin Bobo Banson.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, look, this is a mystery. It's a long shot, but if anybody out there filmed Finn at the Metro Hotel in Adelaide for nefarious purposes, please get in touch with us and explain yourself. 2101 is the text number. Now, for your music selections this evening, we're going to play two tracks by the same artist back-to-back. First up, Cindy Lee is the artist. Tell us about Cindy Lee. Oh, Finn, have we lost you?
Oh, no,
he's back. Sorry, Finn, we thought we might have lost you for a second there. I don't know how much you heard.
I'm terribly sorry about that.
Not at all. No.
2, 1, 2.
Cindy Lee, tell us a bit about Cindy Lee, if you could.
All right, okay. So if you can hear me, the internet has been absolutely on fire of late with Cindy Lee. And this is the first I've heard of them. It's the project of Patrick Flegel, who I'm sure a bunch of people know from their work in indie band Women from a while ago. I gotta say, it isn't me who knows any of this, apart from that I have a fondness for Chad Van Galen, who produced the first Women album. But anyway, everyone's on the Cindy Lee bus, and this new double album, Diamond Jubilee, whether it be for the way it's been released, which is on a 30-year-old looking GeoCities website that looks like it's about to tell you about our lizard people, except what it actually does have is no lizard person talk, but a download link and a PayPal address. It's that kind of like, I don't know, it's very humble marketing for an album, and I think people have gotten on board in that regard. But then also, I guess the music is just another good reason. Everybody's blowing their minds about, everybody's saying the same thing. It's like, this is a radio show from an alternate reality. It's like tuning into the radio from another dimension, which actually, I have to say, kind of reminds me, or might fit quite well with your choice on the show, Emil. So we'll come back to that later. Yeah. But personally, I've chosen two songs that are right next to each other, so you can kind of get an idea. They're not super incongruous or anything, but it might give you an idea of the way that the album flows. And I haven't listened to all 2 hours of it. I've been kind of waiting for a moment to sit down with it. But it gives you an idea. Yeah, so the first track's called Olive Drab. The next one's called Always Dreaming. And what I like about it is that it's lo-fi and it's like full band stuff, but I've never heard the tempo get scooched all over the place intentionally like the first song, Olive Drab. And then the second one, Always Dreaming, I think kind of, I could say this about all the tracks I've heard from this record. It makes me remember why guitar, like electric guitar, is actually an interesting instrument.
Great
Yeah.
stuff. The artist is Cindy Lee. The tracks are In Order, Olive Drab, and Always Dreaming. Here they are. RNZ National. That was Always Dreaming by Cindy Lee, and it was preceded by Olive Drab, also by Cindy Lee. Both of them the choices of Finn Johansson for Out Lately. Really enjoy both of those, Finn. I think I liked Olive Drab, well, not necessarily better, but I was really vibing along to Olive Drab, that lo-fi, like, great beat, the tempo's fluctuating a bit, those, like, string stabs, but with a really cool, nice, raw, funky feeling. A bit of a lo-fi vibe in your picks this evening.
And I do hope that the reason that people are excited about the Cindy Lee album is that maybe it's just shaking up the genre a bit and reminding people that, I don't know, I feel like lo-fi is an interesting genre because is it that you don't have enough money to be hi-fi? Is it a genre that only exists in response to studio production? Or is it like maybe this is reminding people that it can be like, oh, I was just thinking about it, you know, sitting here in the car, eh? Sitting here in the Tasmanian rental car, listening to those guitar tones. It could really be anything. And it's, especially if you're poor, don't have any money, you can make any bloody sound you want. And that's lo-fi. And I think that's maybe why people are getting lit up by this release.
Totally.
So I'm into it.
Yeah, the liberation therein. Tell us a bit about your third track. This is by an artist called Brux Brew. How do we pronounce this? Do you know?
Brooks. Google Translate, and I am going to be leaning quite heavily on them.
Love
tonight.
That. Yeah, they are reliable. Translate. Nah, good stuff.
Yeah, so according to the press release, Brooks are too angular for boot boys, yet too crude for trendy post-punkers. And they're from Barcelona. And I hope I don't sound like a dick saying it with the foot. I don't know if you meant to or not. And the track is Fils de la Nit, Children of the Night in Catalan, which is, of course, one of the two languages spoken bilingually pretty much in Barcelona. Uh-huh. See, now I've done it both ways. No one can get mad at me.
Yeah,
it's off an EP of the same name. Yeah. And it's out on a record label that I am going to get Google to say. Check this out. Here we go. Catch that?
Yeah, it's a beautiful language, isn't it? I wish I could speak Spanish. Or Catalan.
Yeah. Or Catalan. I think it might be the latter. And speaking of beautiful languages, we might be hearing a little bit of the gruffer side of things on this. I would say that this track definitely wins the yearning gruffness Olympics, which I'm aware isn't a real Olympics, but there's a bunch of Olympics these days, and I reckon if they want to add another Olympics, then the next one they should add is a yearning gruffness Olympics. But
should be.
I guess then maybe it'd be a foregone conclusion because this song exists. But even so, I guess you could watch it to see who came second or whatever.
The song is called Fils de la Nit. The artist is Brooks. What should we be listening out for here, Finn?
Oh, the vocals and the way that it's, I think it's like a two-chord song, especially in the riff. Listen to when that first chord comes back and just the post-punk guitar. It made me feel feelings, and you can get it on vinyl now. It came out last year on 100 cassettes, but they're all gone. So it was good enough to up the ante. So tell me what you like about it afterwards, Emil. I can't wait to hear.
Great stuff. Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, RNZ National, Phils de la Neat there by Brooks. The choice of Finn Johansson for out lately. Finn, that was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that. What I liked about it was the gruffness and the yearning.
Yeah, man after my own heart with that one. Great Emil. I'm glad we're on the same page.
No, it's good. No, actually, that was a really cool song. I dug that. I was jamming along to it. I would struggle to articulate what specifically I liked about it, but I do love a song that is really driven along by a boom bass like that. You know, it gives it a real sense of purpose and energy, like you're going somewhere really fast and it's very exciting.
No, definitely. Hey, it's sometimes hard to put into words the music you heard and how you liked it, but you're nailing it. Yeah. I meant, like, what do you call it? It's almost like, it's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. I'm glad that you see that I was nailing it, because I looked at Bonnie when I was doing the bass line and her eyes widened. So that's good. Thank you for your positive reinforcement. We're doing Out Lately with Finn Johansson. Finn is playing us some new music. It's my song now. I chose a song this week called Windswept by Johnny Jewel, who is an American multi-instrumentalist. And what did you think of this, Finn? Did you enjoy listening to this?
Yeah, I love it, Emil. This is such a great choice. And I am looking forward to hearing, you know, what you have to say about it. I think Twin Peaks Season 3 might be where most people have heard this song. And just want to give people a little warning when they crack up the YouTube video. If you haven't seen it, comments full of spoilers. Yeah. So I squinted while I was listening to this track, and you should too. But yeah, Emil, what do y'all love about it?
So I found this through Twin Peaks Season 3, Twin Peaks The Return, the reboot in 2017. And it's used really beautifully in the TV show, but I really love listening to this. It's another of those songs, Finn, that I have talked to you about. A night song for me. I put it on quite often when I'm going home from work, because it has this real atmospheric feel to it, this quite understated sort of ticking percussion and this haunting saxophone. I think it's quite highly produced, this kind of haunting saxophone. It has layers to it. It feels really atmospheric and nighttimey to me. I find it really nice listening to in the dark, or in sort of bathed in the orange glow of streetlights or something like that. That's what I like.
Yeah. I can picture you as sort of like Michael Cera's character. You know, he seems like I've only seen a couple of clips from Twin Peaks Season 3, but, you know, you on a motorbike and the sort of the amber lights kind of washing across your face. You are a nighttime guy, aren't you? One nighttime guy to another. Yeah. I love it. I want to ask about your nighttime creativity that we've talked a little about, but I'll let you bring that up at whenever point in our lives you feel that is apropos.
Indeed. Oh, look at that. Wetting the palate. Love it. This is the song. It's called Windswept. It's by Johnny Jewel. RNZ National. It's Windswept by Johnny Jewell, the choice of me, during our Lately segment with Finn Johansson. Yeah, that was nice. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Now, Finn, your final track this evening, this one has quite an interesting story behind it. It is a five-minute-long track, and we've got 5 minutes left in the show. Tell us what you'd like to about it.
Okay, cool. First of all, I do want to say, once again, great choice before. I'm aware of our little delay in talking, so I didn't want to interrupt you, but you rock with that choice. Now, next up, we do have from Audio Foundation Improvisers Series Volume 3, which the Audio Foundation put out. We have the first track off that, Stelle, and it features, I just want to do a roll call. It's okay if we cut off the last minute of it, because if people love it, they can go and buy it. But I do want to totok all the people, the personnel on this. We have Henrietta Tornjai, who I apologize a million times if I've got their name wrong. The surname is T-O-R-N-Y-A-I. They are on theremin, guitar, and vocals. We have the amazing Rosie Langerbeer on keyboard, Motoko Kikawa on violin and vocals, and Sataxi on field recordings. And this was recorded at the Wine Cellar for the Vitamin S Festival in October 2022. And I think, I've heard a lot about Vitamin S. I think it's one of the more vibrant, like, awesome experimental improvisation things going on in Auckland at the moment. And this was put out afterwards by Jeff Henderson and mastered by him. And what's cool about this, I reckon, you don't usually hear a theremin with this much blown out, distorted harshness. It really wades between the notes. And I have to admit, sometimes I'm not sure what the theremin is and what the keyboard is. So they're both there. Okay. And the thing that's cool about it is that, the great thing about having two or more essentially like fretless instruments in an experimental improv like this is that it kind of can't help but wade into this like vaguely Tony Conrad slapping Pythagoras microtonal territory, which if you are unsure of those references, it's more like just, you know, breaking free of our 12 scales that we're used to in Western music and having vibrato going between the notes fast, which once again, for people who aren't sure what I'm talking about, that just adds to it. And that is a huge tenet of playing the theremin and, of course, the violin. And it's spooky shit all round. I love it. And I do want to give a shout out to Sataxi, which is the moniker of Tash van Schadenberg. And I did send them a message being like, what was that? Because they always do amazing field recordings underneath things that glue it all together. So I'm reading from them right now, then we can press play on it. Sorry for taking so long.
No.
They said, recording of a drain pipe at Auckland Uni. Cars going in circles on the Wilson's car park on cross-seat street screeching. And a flock of birds eating breadcrumbs in that square on Lawn Street. So shout out to Tash. You do great work, as does everybody else. Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.